This is Jeff on the walkingcross.com podcast. I hope you're having a wonderful day out there. You know, at the walkingcross.com, what I try to talk about is a few different things I think will benefit your life, hopefully change your focus to something good in your day. You know, there's so much bad in the world. We need to start to focus on the good things as Christians. And I hope that you can do that. Choose to do that every day. Let's get started. So when we talk about this, I'm talking about things that bless you. David was distressed at one point. He was King David. All right, it says in 1 Samuel 31 through 8, it says, "And it came to pass when David and his men had come from Ziklag on the third day that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag and smitten Ziklag and burned it with fire and had taken the women captive who were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captive, Ahinoam and the Jezreelites. The Jezreelites. And the Abigail, the wife of Nabal, the Carmelite." So I want to stop there for a minute. I may have got some of these names wrong, but guys, I want you to focus on something here. Verse 4, it says, "Lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep." I mean, these guys were, you know, they were distressed. I'm going to carry on just for a minute. I'm going to get to a point. Bear with me just a minute. In verse 6, it says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." I want to stop there for a minute. That's verse 6. I want to talk to you about encouraging yourself. You know, I call these manufactured beliefs, okay? What I'm about to talk to you about. Sometimes we have to encourage ourselves. You know, you can call it manufactured belief, manufactured thoughts, but what I'm getting at is we have to get to a point where we have joy, that we encourage ourselves. Sometimes when you see the thing in your life, there's something you're struggling in your life, you don't always feel like being encouraged. I remember a pastor one time talking about that people was after him, and he felt like that he just felt bad. He was depressed and he felt discouraged, and he was waiting on somebody to go to bed, his family to go to bed, where he could go and he could go in the basement and just feel sorry for himself. I hope I'm not getting some of this wrong, but that was the gist of the story. Anyway, he wound up starting to praise God, and he wound up praising himself happy. And this sounds strange, doesn't it? That he was so depressed because he had focused on all those things, right? And he thought, well, I have the right to feel depressed. You have to take yourself to another level by focusing on the good. Doesn't mean you're not going to have down times. But David encouraged himself in the Lord, and you can too. You can manufacture your own beliefs. You can start thinking, well, praise God, God's with me. He said he'd never leave me. He said he'd never forsake me. You're manufacturing your beliefs. I'm not saying they're lies. What I'm saying is you're choosing your thoughts that you think on. You're manufacturing your thoughts. You're saying, you know, things may not look good where I'm at my job, or maybe they don't look good with my family, but I'm going to praise God. Praise God. I'm going to let him be the Lord of my life. I'm going to let him take control. I'm going to praise him even in the bad times. I'm going to praise him in the good times. I'm going to praise him for the things in my life. You know, you start praising all the time, then you're going to praise yourself happy. I know it sounds strange to some of y'all out there. You're thinking, well, you just can't do that. Yes, you can. You can. But it helps to have the word in your heart. It helps to have that grown up, that you grew up in the church, or, you know, or you've been around people that have been godly, that have sowed into your life. You know, you're sowing into somebody's life right now, more than likely. You're sowing into somebody's life. Maybe it's your son or your daughter or somebody else that's watching you, but you're sowing seed. Hopefully it's good seed. Guys, I hope that you can get this, that you can choose right now to start to move in a different direction. It doesn't mean you don't have troubles. It doesn't mean that, you know, you're going to be, you know, without sin. We are in process, but the choice is to pick yourself up where you're at and start working and walking toward God. Number one is accepting Christ your Lord and Savior. That's number one, period. Then you start doing the things that God wants you to do. There's a lot of things in between, okay? But what I'm talking about is make Christ in your life number one. And the rest of the things in life just start adding up. They start doing the things that, you know, you start doing the things that you need to do. And this is a very simple message today, but I want you to understand, if you have the word sowed in your heart, you can start speaking life to things. You can start having a positive outlook when other people have negative outlooks. You can start being blessed in favor where other people think, what is going on? How is this possible? How is this possible that somebody can come out of that kind of situation and God wind up favoring them? How many times in the Bible does it talk about these situations where they was just looked like there was no hope and God took them out of it? Make God first in your life. Encourage yourself. And if you hadn't went to church all your life, hey, you know, that's okay. You can start where you're at. But the thing of it is start. And don't put it off till tomorrow. You're not promised tomorrow. Start today. Start right now. Start where you're at. That's what we need to do. We need to speak life to people. We need to be there for other people. But I encourage you to do like what David did. David encouraged himself in the Lord. You know, you got to find something to stand on. It says God will be with you. He won't forsake you. He's there with you. Pray. He's listening. Start to do the right things. You'll start to see better things show up. You know, I heard it said one time that you can't get out of a situation on the mindset that brought you into the situation. I'm not sure about all that. But what I am saying is, when you start redirecting yourself to God's word and what God says, you're starting to change your focus in the right direction. And that's what I encourage you to do. Start doing those things. I'm going to go on down a little bit, and I'm going to try to leave you with something else here. You know, sometimes you have to encourage yourself. Maybe it's like Daniel. Three times a day, you know, he spent with God. The joy of the Lord is your strength. You know, when you start claiming what God claims for you, you start receiving a lot of things that you're not receiving right now. You know, I believe we need to inquire God, ask God, but start with praise. You know, I'd like to mention something else. I heard Dr. Charles Stanley one time that there was a story about it. It said, why don't you just come before God and just say, God, I'm just going to be quiet and listen. What do you have to show me? He said something like that. I'm probably getting a lot of it off, but that was the gist of this statement that he had. I think he had a powerful ministry. This man, you know, I really believe that he was a godly man. But he said, why don't you just come to God and say, God, I'm just going to listen. Lord, what do you have to show me? You know, sometimes that's what we need to do is just say, God, what do you want me to do? Show me what you need me to do and listen. Guys, I hope you've got something from this today. But I want you to always put God first. I'd like to leave you with like one or two more other things right fast. There was a story about a woman that was afraid to lose her daughter. And her daughter had actually told her, hey, you know, if you keep talking about God, then I'm just not going to have anything to do with you. And the mother had asked the pastor about it and said, hey, you know, what I do? I don't want to lose my daughter. And he said, you don't lose your faith. He said, your daughter may come back, but you stick to your faith. You hold your faith. You stick to what God told you to do. See, if you're setting yourself up when you're doing what God tells you to do, there's always a chance that your daughter or son or whoever it is you're praying for will come back to God. But if you lose your faith, who's going to pray for them? who's going to be there for them? You say, well, I can keep them right now. No, you can't. You can't keep them. They never was yours. They were God's before they were yours. And we have to honor God. And we have to do what God told us. That's our commandment. Or our command, you know, our command for us is to do what God told us to do. And as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. That's what it says. I believe it says that in Joshua, if I remember right. But you need to make that stand. Make Christ first in your life. Hope you'll do that, guys. And let's see here. I've got some notes here. I was going to throw you another one in here. It says, the Bible says, the joy of the Lord is our strength. That's some of the notes I wrote down from a sermon. It says, we as Christians should be the happiest people alive, but I believe we need to start doing what Daniel did. Set time to spend with God every day and give thanks. Multiple times a day. I wonder how your life would change. Sing joyfully to the Lord, you righteous. It is fitting for the upright to praise Him. Praise the Lord with the harp. Make music to Him on the 10-string lyre. Sing to Him a new song. Play skillfully and shout for joy. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. The Lord loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of His unfailing love. By the word of the Lord the heavens were made, their starry host by the breath of His mouth. He gathers the water of the sea into jars. He puts the deep into storehouses. That's Psalms 33, 1 through 7. And it goes on and on. Speak highly of the Lord. Praise and give honor to God. Encourage yourself. Guys, I hope you've got something from this today. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.